So yeah, welcome to Chimpians UK.
Hiya.
Good evening.
Very pricey recap. Gentlemen Jim and Fathak have followed a trail of money through various locations and were tailing a motorcycle courier.
Oh, yeah.
Fathak actually mounted the back of the courier's bike with his rather impressive invisibility that prevents him from being felt as well as seen and heard. So almost as good as being ethereal, only you can still be hurt.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then Jim followed in the car and put a bit of space between them. And as they headed south out of Great Yarmouth along the coastal road, a couple of HGVs passed courier and then separated, blocking the road and forcing Jim off the road, obviously intentionally. But Jim did manage to stun one of them with his mind powers.
The mind.
One of the lorry's tailgates opened and sort of shooting out the back in dramatic style on the back of quite a large dirt bike was a semi-armoured individual. His armour being made up of some sort of Thule armour. But with a huge, great chain gun mounted on one arm rather than an energy cannon. And that's where we left it. Oh, and sorry, yeah, Fathak had seen this all go down behind him.
Yeah.
And if I remember rightly, Jim had actually slipped out the car invisible. Gone underneath, if I remember rightly.
Or hiding thereabouts. Invisible.
So I suppose... Yeah, yeah. So the first question for it's got to be Jim. What's going through Jim's mind at the moment as this armoured, weaponed motorcyclist comes bearing down on you? Or bearing down on the car, should I say?
I'm thinking, I need to do something about this. right. So... Squat behind the car. And I'm going to have to go for a... try and take over this man's mind. How far away is he?
So, yeah, at this point, I would say... Well, that's sort of... It's up to you how close he is within about 100 yards.
100 yards.
Fathak, what are you doing?
Right, so because I'm invisible, that's the only, and it's an ultimate skill or whatever they call them. I can only do invisibility from that power pool, but I do have two other tattoos outside of it. So I am going to draw on my banshee tattoo, which is a hearing group flash 4d6. So it's a wail of the banshee.
Okie dokie. Right. So, Jim, yes, by all means, make your attack.
ECV 8 or lower.
Yeah, yeah, you feel a mind. Yes. Again, though, you feel it's... not right. It's not human like the motorcycle couriers.
To make this, can I go for a power stunt now?
You can indeed. So it's been a while since anyone's done this, so if I remember correctly, we sort of said you can do it as many points as you put into it, and I know what you're doing, so it'll be a set amount of points.
Mm-hmm.
Until you've bought it off, then you know you can't buy anything else.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, I'm trying to remember whether we said that once you'd used it that once, until you'd bought it, you couldn't use it again. I can't.
I don't believe remember. You said that.
No, you may well be right. I genuinely can't remember. It sounds a bit harsh in retrospect, actually, so.
You might go, because you are crippling yourself, aren't you? You're going, I need this, I'm pulling this out of the bag, and now I've got to spend all my CP on it. So if you pull something Mondo out of the bag, that's it for the next 2 years of gameplay.
So yeah, that's fine. I couldn't remember what we agreed, and as long as we all agreed, that's cool.
Okay. Yep.
So, just mark that on your sheet then, Paul. And, as you contact, something, drops into place. And, it's a very different structure to what you're used to working with, but almost like a Rubik's Cube, you can see the patterns suddenly forming. And so you're going to try and read his mind or mind control him?
Mind control.
Okay, and how much of a control? What are you trying to make him do?
Stop.
Just stop. Okay, fair enough. Roll your damage. Well, I just have a quick look at the table. 31.
Look, all them sixes are rolled, and it still doesn't seem that high.
you connect with his mind. You definitely, make some connection. But the bike doesn't slow down at all. Fathak, do you want to roll your attack? I presume the idea is to take out the rider, is it?
After all, to hit, don't you?
Is yours an area of effect?
So it is just a normal flash. So that's a single target, I assume, isn't it?
I would think so.
So use a flash, attack roll, if succeeds, rolls flash dice. So it roll to attack. DCV of 9.
You easily hit him. Yeah, you've probably got your arms around him.
I'm not, I've gone behind me. 4d6. So that's 15.
So
unless it's got any flash defence.
What does that do?
So that's 4 body minus his flash defence. And that's how many segments he's deafened for.
So you scream in his ear.
No, it's not me, it's the tattoo on me screams. Is he surprised?
He flinches and the bike lurches, but he's obviously an experienced rider and he doesn't lose control. And you are still travelling away from Jim.
Right, okay. 7 hex.
So it's going to be about 4 or 5 segments before he gets to you, if he doesn't open fire, of course, before then, of course, obviously. So I'll just count these down as we go. So, 1, Jim, what are you doing?
When I do my dominate minds, does that make me visible?
I don't believe so. As long as you're pairing endurance for your invisibility, stay up.
Right. Well, I'm going to walk away from the car then.
Okay.
Is there an embankment or just a field or?
So you've got 2-lane road, just with sort of ditches and fields either side of it. As we're sort of looking at it, sort of to the left over maybe a mile or two over, you can see the sea and the distance is fairly flat. The car's ditch. Head wherever you want, really. It's pretty open.
Right, well, I'll head up.
You're sort of heading into the fields.
Yeah, keeping the car between me and the biker.
Okay, and your invisibility is pretty much the same as Fathak's, isn't it?
Yeah, and I've got sort of can't read mind either.
Yeah, invisible to mental.
Yeah.
Fathak, what are you doing?
Right, so he didn't...
You obviously affected. You obviously affected it.
Yeah,
but
he didn't react how I wanted him to.
But he kept control of the bike. I mean, he's swinging his. You can see the helmet swinging around. He's trying to work out where this attack's come from.
Right. Well,
look behind you.
I won't need to say anything. I'm going to unleash the beast on the back of his bike. It's a quicker way of getting everything out. And we're heading away from my buddy.
You are, yeah.
Yeah, so I trace the whole of the tattoo. And it's like, fuck, this bike's become very small.
So you manifest your Vomorian form.
Yeah, on the back of his bike.
Become visible, presumably.
Absolutely, yeah.
He feels the weight of the bike, the back end of the bike drop. I'm just going to make him make another roll for that. Well, hey, yeah, he does manage to keep control of it. So, two. Are you just keeping heading away, Jim?
I'm going to keep the car between me and the biker. I'm not doing anything.
Okie dokie. Yeah, he's just roaring down the road, getting closer and closer. He's obviously making a beeline for the ditched car. And there's obviously some level of preparedness in this, as he's not on a road bike. He's, you know, he's on an off-road bike. Father, when you act on...
Now I'm the Fomorian, and now I'm slow now. Got dex, well, in comparison, 4, 8 and 12 now. Slower speed, not as dexterous. Still got a good dex. Yeah, for a giant.
Yeah, yeah, that's 4, 8, 12 is faster than a normal human, isn't it?
Mm. And 17 dex is dexterous.
It is, yeah. You act first.
Okay. Right, so I'm going to try and grab him and just sort of like throw him off the bike behind me.
Okay.
Intelligence of 8. So you want to roll to hit, don't you?
Please. Have you got any throw type martial arts or anything? I mean, you can just throw someone, it just gives you more bonuses.
Have I got anything? No. It's not really martial arts. It's just a brick with a club. So, oh, fucking hell. DCV 4.
DCV 4.
That's terrible.
So, yeah, you try and grab him, but, yeah, you know, as you reach forward with your big paws, he just sort of slides, you know, onto one side of his saddle, and you just end up grabbing Tank.
Yeah. Just miss. Ooh. He obviously swerves the bike. Ooh.
But yeah, he's sort of, you know, almost riding, you know, sort of, you know, like the old horse riders did on the side of the things. But then he just kicks off and rolls into the road. Let's see. He's going to just try and roll off the bike. Yeah, he manages to just roll off the bike, leaving you on this speeding bike that's just starting to wobble.
Yeah, fine.
And as that plays out and you two get ready to act again, you know, this other motorcyclist sort of arrives at the car. He pulls up about, I presume you're watching him, Jim, pulls up maybe 10, 15 metres away. Just roll me perception.
Oh, made it by
lots.
Loads. 8.
Pulls up on the bike, kicks the stand out, and, you know, the gun begins spinning, and you hear him say, "Surrender. 3, 2, 1. And just starts peppering the car with bullets. He realised, didn't give you an awful lot of time to surrender if you were there. And, yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter because you're quite a way away, but his tactic is to aim for the fuel tank. The car just goes... Woomf.
So, sorry. Somebody just walked over my grave. Ego attack, would that make me invisible? Make me visible?
If
surely I'd know this.
Yeah, and the way the power's working champions is in that... Unless unless the power says specifically it's like a, you know, an instant thing, like a, you know, an energy blast or something like that, or you've taken a disadvantage that says I have to concentrate to keep it up, then as long as you pay the endurance, it stays up.
All right.
You just have to remember you're paying that endurance. Whereas I presume both of your invisibilities are low enough that if you're not doing anything else, recovery is counter.
Right. I'm going to go for telepathy.
Okay.
But this is just to spook him. This is not I want to do telepathy and I'm going to say something to him. So do I want to hit?
Yes, please.
ECV 8 or lower.
You feel again, you connect to his mind again. This sort of strange alien mind.
So that was 47. Surrender. 3, 2. And see what he says after 2.
Okay, I suppose I ought to know what your speed and everything is now, shouldn't I? So, Jim, you're 3, 6, 9, 12, yeah?
Yeah. When he spoke in English then, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. It sounded strangely accented and paced as well.
It's probably Welsh.
So, yeah, you start speaking into his mind. He doesn't get to act this moment, but he begins to, you know, spin, firing his weapon. So I think we ought to go into normal rounds now, between seeing as everyone's acting and we're not still travelling so much. Father, you are about a turn away from Jim. Well, from the car, okay. Shall we say.
Yep.
So, 1, no one acts. 2, no one acts. 3 is Jim. Jim, what are you doing?
Surrender or not?
It seems quite clear by his body movements that he's just starting to spray the area around himself.
I'm going to go for an ego attack. Fuck it.
Okay.
9 or lower.
Yeah, nice.
Definitely can act.
Yeah, it's only 5d6.
Fuck. Only.
Ah, 17. Oh, that's not right. This has got some mind defense.
You feel your blast, you know, connect with his mind. It doesn't knock him over or anything. He seems to be pretty mentally resilient. So 4 is just about everybody. The rider, Fathak, the guy with the big gun. Fathak, what's your dex?
17. I'm not Fathak at the moment. I'm the Fomorian.
Ah, of course, yeah, sorry. First is the guy with the big gun, who, yeah, basically spins around you, spraying bullets randomly in the hope that you'll hit whoever's, you know, doing whatever they're doing to him. But missing wildly, he's nowhere near Jim. He's not aiming far enough out to make it count. Fomorian, it's you next.
Right, so I'm still on this bike.
You are, yeah.
So I'm just going to leap off the bike in the same way that the rider went.
So you're 12 foot tall, aren't you? Is that right?
Yeah.
I mean, you would still have to make some sort of acrobatics type check, but you could just stand off the bike.
Stand up, yeah. Yeah, I probably could, but I'm leaping off the bike in the same direction the rider went.
Oh, right, okay. do you have acrobatics or anything like that?
No, I have no skills, right?
just roll me a dex roll then. 9 plus a fifth of your dex.
Okay. 13, so I made it by 2.
Yeah. So yeah, you easily roll off the bike and after the rider. Yeah. Do you want to do anything else? Because that's your move action, but
I am going to speed after this rider as fast as I can because I move at 12.
Yeah, you'll be up the next phase. You get to act, you'll definitely be on him. Oh, and so yeah, sorry, the rider himself, yeah, acts after you.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't. You know, he's rolled off the bike. He's on the road on his back. Yeah, he reaches inside his suit, pulls out some sort of what looks like some sort of handgun. He's trying to shoot you. DCV2. he raises his pistol up, shoots at you. He misses wildly. With a beam of a quite narrow, thin beam of blue energy.
Mm.
5, nobody. 6, Jim, it's you again.
Just gonna go for mind control. I can't. I'm not gonna roll high enough. I'm just gonna hold off, rest.
Brace yourself.
Yeah. I can sense Phalak, so I'm going to mind link him and say he won't be able to mind link me back, but I'm okay. He doesn't know where I am, but he needs taking out.
Okay. So 7, no one acts. 8, it's that gun-wielding lunatic. Let me just roll a perception for him. Has he seen what's going on? Down. No! Jesus. Yeah, you see him. Sorry, Jim, just roll me a perception. I've only put your counter on there. There's a rough... So you were on the map, not as an exact position, are
they? Yeah, no, I was just seeing how many pexes this actually...
Made it by...
Perception.
Made it by 2.
So you can't hear, but you see him... You know, he's still got his gun ready and it's still spinning, but you see him raise his hand to the outside of his helmet and... It, that sort of gesture people do when they're talking on a comms.
Yeah.
Cool. How yesterday? Well, I'm going to go for a mind link. I'm going to go for telepathy.
Can do next time.
Oh, bastard. I'm going to try and just speak into his head so he can't contact anyone.
Badak, it's you.
Fomorian,
sorry.
Fomorian.
It's all right. He didn't move away or anything, did he?
No.
Yeah, I'm going to stride up to him.
Clubbing time.
I mean, he starts to scramble back on the floor, do you know what I mean, with his gun raised, but yeah.
Yeah, stride over and fucking hit him with my club. Let's see if I hit. 8 or lower, DC ray.
I believe that's a hit. Yep.
Okay.
Because it is just a leather suit, it's not armour or anything.
Okay, he's on the ground. That's 64 stun and 18 body. Look at him, sixes.
Knockback of 7.
Batter up.
4.
64 stun. That's more than his con.
Yeah, I mean, you just hit him with your massive club. You hear bones crunch.
I only had to hit DCV 3, I forgot.
He's not dead, because you can still see his chest rising and falling raggedly, but he's not in a good way at all.
Yeah.
How are you going to deal with a knockback?
Yeah, roll me your knockback.
It's there, 7.
I think it's 1 every 2, so can you roll me 4d6 as normal stun damage? I'm only really interested if you do more than 8 body.
So 3 body, 13 stun.
Yeah, you just effectively slab him into the ground. Yeah. Probably take him a few weeks now to wake up rather than a few days.
Okay.
I'll skip his action for this round.
You could make him groan.
Jim.
So I didn't do anything last round. I'm not going to do anything this round.
Okay, you're just recovering, yeah?
Yeah.
So 12 it is, bloke. Right, it does finally clock you, Phalak. He literally kicks the stand on his bike back up.
Phalak, you've been spotted. He's on his way to you.
Yeah, just roll me a perception, Phalak. You get some bonuses because he's literally in the direction your attention's focused. So.
Perception's not that good. On it.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Yeah, you see this the other motorcyclist start to gunnel down the road. Towards you.
Okie dokie.
And it's recovery.
Wicked.
Yay!
You know, if you stop to recover, do you get your full recovery?
Yeah.
Well, that's right.
That round, every round you recover, you get your recovery back.
Yeah, I mean, you would probably realise after, you know, you've attacked him in a couple of ways now. Yeah, he has some sort of defence. You're not quite sure what, more than just the fact that his mind's, you know, not what you're used to working with.
Oh, right.
Seems to be something else. Whether that's...
There's another layer
whether,
there.
Whether that's inherent or whether it's to do with the helmet, don't know. But yeah, you sort of unlocked that, you know, the shape of the mind.
I just need to release it for ego attack and telepathy.
Oh, do you have to take it for different class of minds for every attack?
Well, I presume so. I've took it for mind. I did it as a power stunt for mind control.
I'd go and read that. I suspect that you don't.
Well, that's. I don't think that's going to be in the rules.
There's a whole section on mental abilities, not the abilities themselves, but how the whole thing bolts together.
All right, I'm all right with that.
Because it'd be. Be weird,
yeah.
Wouldn't it? If you've gone right, I've spent to do this,
and 10 points
spend it again
is
to do
quite a big spend for.
Yeah. Fair enough. Yeah.
For champions,
I just need to put my attack dice up then.
You can't yet. You've got to pay off your debt.
Well, I lost a lot of points by getting rid of auto attack. So.
So yeah, as Fathak, are you heading to meet him or?
So I'm picking up this guy by his heel.
Yeah.
Yeah, and dragging him along.
Are you walking, running, or...?
Oh, I'm going my normal 12 run.
Yeah. So yeah, you start running down the road. Yeah, with this unconscious...
Can't let him get away.
Courier, yeah. With his head bouncing along the tarmac.
Yep.
As this bike comes roaring towards you. Jim, they're going to end up probably about, when they meet, they're going to be to get up to them close, although that's not a big issue for you either, is it, with line of sight?
No.
They'll be sort of like, you know, two phases away from you, but yeah, again, I don't think it really bothers you. But Fathak, as he comes in, he obviously opens fire on you before he reaches you. Is there anything you want to do in return?
I'll lob this bloke at him.
I thought you might, but...
yeah.
So, yeah, he is slightly faster than you, so he does try and shoot you first. Yeah. Will he roll as badly as the other one did last time?
Please.
It's DCV 11.
Yeah, it is.
So, yeah, as you feel these bullets, you know, thump into you. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Look at that. 10 stun, 10 body, no knockback.
Ping, 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 ping.
God, for Bennett's sake. That is atrocious.
I'll laugh.
Yeah, he comes in laughing manically and then watches his bullets bounce off of you.
And I'm going to telepathically laugh in his head as well.
Presence attack, because I've got 25 presence.
Okay.
So it's 5d6 present. Yeah, so I'm just going to laugh at his feeble attempt to try and kill me. As it obviously does nothing to me. On your knees, mortal. Oh, look at that! 25.
Are you doing anything else?
I am.
Is that your segment yet?
All right.
What does it do? Because it makes them either hesitate, doesn't it, for a number of rounds.
It might do, yeah.
Depends how much you beat it.
But what else do you do?
I'm going to lob this bloke at him. on your knees, mortal, and I throw his mate at him.
Yeah, roll it to hit.
Please let me hit.
You get a few minuses because of him being a, what's the right word, aerodynamic.
Yeah, not a weapon.
Yeah.
DCV 3.
No.
Oh, I should have used him as a club. Then I'd have hit.
You do miss, but you do still throw him. Yeah. Just roll
make
half.
It, I make it look
just roll half damage for him. Because he's not going to hit anything solid apart from the roads. So.
Yeah, it's just going to skitter on the floor.
But still, he's pretty badly mashed up.
So that's 4 body and 16 stun.
It's a bit more messed up, but he's still not quite dead.
Yeah.
As you throw this bloke down the road. Are you sure you let his helmet crack?
Surprised I haven't splintered.
So, yeah, Jim, it's you.
ECV 12 or lower.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, you definitely contact his mind. What are you trying to do?
Telepathy.
To do what, though?
58. I'm going to... Well, it's not mind control. It's just talking to him.
Right, yeah. Well, you're not trying to read his thoughts or anything like
that. Well, I will try and read his thoughts. Just to see if how far I can go with my knowledge that it's not quite, his mind's not quite right, or he's got this protective shield or whatever. But I'm gonna say to him, decease, put down your weapon, or else you're gonna die. Your weapons cannot hurt us.
Persuasion or intimidation type skills.
Yes.
Well, by all means, roll it.
There is no intimidation skill. As we
interrogate or
persuasion.
Yeah, persuasion.
No, I ain't got them. That's what I'm saying to him. And then I'm going to try and just see if I can read any of his mind, any of his thoughts. Well, I'll just be going for surface thoughts.
Yeah, his surface thoughts are all combat related. You know, he's going to kill this guy. He's going to kill this thing in front of him. When he's finished with him, he's going to find the other one. Kill him as well, because he can't stay out of sight forever.
Fucking can.
Well, maybe you can, yeah, he doesn't know that. He's more tech orientated. That assumes your battery will run out. So
he's just done a presence attack and his bullets have just bounced off him and he's just thrown his mate at him and I've been telling him he can't hurt
Fadak, it's you first. Because, yeah, your presence attack gets you the drop on him. Back first.
So, I'll hit him. Well, I'll try to.
Okay.
I told you to surrender! And... Oh, for fuck's sake. Oh, no, I have hit DCV3.
You do, yeah.
It's a ranged attack.
So you're coming with a big...
Yeah, yeah, big fuck-off club. Yeah.
Are you bots to dodge? Well, he tries to anyway. So he just tries to roll off his bike and out of your the swing of your club. Just roll your damage because it's probably going to trash the bike.
So that is 16 body and 63 stun.
Yeah, you just crumple the bike. Yeah, he just rolls off the bike and gets out of the way. Although now he's on a road to nowhere because you both move at the same speed. Jim, it's you.
I'm going to go for an ego attack.
Okay.
ECV 7 or lower?
Yeah, hit.
Oh, fuck's sake.
17.
That won't do anything.
But yeah, you feel it bite and, you know, you see, you know, his body reacts to it to some extent, you know, like he's been hit. And then it him. But you're bored to dodge, so he doesn't do anything. Fadak, it's you. And he's okay. Still easily within your range.
He's still within my reach.
Yeah, yeah, he
so
is.
So I hit him.
He's obviously not used to fighting such large opponents. You know, he hasn't. He could have gone further.
DCV 8.
DCV 8.
Oh, no, sorry. Hits. DCV 3.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Sweep him.
Oh, poor bastard.
But do you hit anything automatically, DCV?
It's an area of effect, my attack. So I have to hit DCV3 but no matter what's in there.
Right. It's much easier to get out of the way of because you can abort to
they
dodge.
Just leap out of the way.
So you can just dodge one hex, which means you just make a dex roll and they miss. And if you're faster than they are, then it's a massive disadvantage to the person who's using that attack. But when you're both the same speed...
14 body, 46 stun.
You knock him back 7 hexes, do you?
Eight.
You slam him back into into the field on the side of the road. Well, that's about 16 meters. Just whack. It's like you're playing golf with him. Can you just roll me 4d6?
4 body, 15 stun.
Lands in a heap. Yeah. You know, you see a plume of dirt and stuff shoot up in the air. And it's recovery.
Whee.
Only got 20 recovery.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah.
So has everyone done the recovery?
Yeah,